Raja ku cinta.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay!
But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Mega. Sanggup, oh mesra, angin pun bertiup ramah. Kesyahduan menyapa.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as kaying, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Well, listener, in Indonesia, we usually call our loved ones sayang, just like a song from Kish, yeah? And in your country, what do you say and what do you call your loved ones? Comments down below in our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, where you can share what do you call your loved ones. Me? I call my loved ones baby, but sometimes sayang is nice too. Here is Krisya with sayang. Yang telah hilang.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Jadi seperti yang kamu.
Kasawami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called kagefe. To make kasawami, initially kagepe is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the kagepe, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kagepe flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasawami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasawamis. Kasawami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasawami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasawami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasawami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital. Come on.
Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Call as Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first, then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Cinta adalah udara dalam hampa. Cinta
membuka hatimu, kau akan tahu cinta bersamamu. Cinta adalah udara, udara dalam hampa. Cinta
saat ada bencana tsunami yang menimpa Indonesia, air sampai setinggi pohon bako yang ada di kawasan mangrove ini, tetapi tidak sampai tembus ke daratan. Di sanalah fungsi luar biasa daripada hutan mangrove itu sebagai benteng dan juga penjaga garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Mangrove, or commonly known as mangrove forest, is a forest that grows above a swamp, which is located on the coastline. Mangrove forests have an important role and are very beneficial for the people around the coast and land. Mangrove forests can even become a safety valve for the mainland from the brunt of the tsunami, as stated by Wayan Konantara, head of the Segara Guna Glogor Carik Joint Business Group, Murah Rai, Bali.
Kalau fungsi daripada mangrove ini, setahu saya faktanya,
as far as I know, the function of this mangrove, the fact is that in 2004, when there was a tsunami that hit Indonesia, especially in Aceh, of course the impact also reached here. Coincidentally, at that time we went to the sea in the Tahura area, Murah Rai. At that time, it was receding, but suddenly there was a high tide. The water was also heavy. That's real evidence that I saw at that time. The water was as high as the mangrove trees in this mangrove area, but it did not penetrate the mainland. It was about 4 meters high.
Itu kami juga kaget saat itu.
We were also surprised at that time.
Syukur puji Tuhan, kami sampaikan
we confess to God
bencana itu
that the disaster did not endanger the people on the mainland,
masyarakat yang di daratan,
especially in
di Bali,
Bali
itu,
at that time.
That's what we see. Kami melihatnya,
that's where the function of the mangrove forest is,
daripada hutan mangrove itu
as a food and guard, the coastline of the island that we have.
Pulau yang kita miliki.
Evidence of the benefits of mangroves as the fortress to protect land from tsunamis is also conveyed by Ayu, a researcher at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN.
Tepat sekali, ketika
exactly.
Tsunami di Palu,
when tsunami in Palu, for example, we got very clear information that there was no village in Donggala district, there were absolutely no casualties, and the damage was minimal, because the impact of the tsunami was small due to the thick mangrove safety belt there. So that's one clear proof of how this mangrove has the ability to reduce risk, reduce losses, and also reduce casualties. The existence of mangrove forests is not only as coastal protection belt from waves and sea breaks, but also has economic benefits. Mangrove forest is a habitat for various types of mangrove trees and a suitable place to live for several types of fauna and flora. We have clearly felt the economic benefits of mangrove forests, where fishery resources can also be sustainable, which has an impact on the production values of the cages of fishermen in Tahura, Murah Rai area. Then secondly, it turns out that the mangrove fruit that we have here can be used for processed food, means, and also several types of medicines. Besides that, with a clean and sustainable mangrove forest, the potential can also be developed into an ecotourism in the future. More or less, it is an economic value, which of course together we can manage well without reducing the sustainability of the mangrove forest itself.
Kelestarian daripada hutan bakau itu sendiri.
Disaster risk reduction by utilizing ecosystems is not new, but has long been abandoned. This nature-based disaster risk reduction has been revived because it provides multiple benefits, as stated by Sharifah, a researcher from BRIN. Disaster risk reduction by using ecosystems or in international platforms called nature-based solutions is not a new approach for Indonesia. It has been abandoned in the last two decades. NBS in GDPRR 2022 is strongly emphasized and even has several special forums. Why is it important? Because there are three benefits not only for humans but also for biodiversity. And also for disaster risk reduction itself. If we look at it from an economic point of view, by maintaining the ecosystem for disaster risk reduction, we can save $9 from each expenditure for the development of grey infrastructure such as a track dam. It is very profitable for the surrounding community with the mangroves. The economic benefits are not only from resources but also by making ecotourism as we see in this Tahura. So the multiple benefits should be emphasized in disaster risk reduction. Disaster risk reduction should benefit all parties, not only reducing the number of people who are victims of disasters, but also economically. And this mangrove, as we see behind us, is an affirmation in Indonesia to continue. The existence of mangrove forests around Tahura area, Ngurah Rai, allows fishermen to catch fish every day, unlike fishermen who catch fish on the high seas.
Kita mempunyai hasil penangkapan
we have continued
ikan
down catches.
Keseharian
whereas fishermen who have worked locations at the high seas, it is seasonal. Usually in 1 year it is 4 months at most. It has sustainability. While we who have mangroves, it doesn't stop. We can catch fish every day. And there's no season. Every day we can catch mangrove crabs, queen, and other various species that easily and without operating costs we get fish and pull the catch of the fishermen here. So, are there any rules applied to maintain the balance of nature?
Kalau batasan jumlah ikan yang kita tangkap itu tidak ada batasannya.
There is no limit to the number of fish we catch.
Kalau kepiting itu ada ukurannya.
But if the crab has a size,
yang bisa ditangkap,
the size that can be caught is 250 grams.
Yang satu ekor 250 gram yang paling rendah.
Which is the lowest. Then the other types. We have a sash that fits our agreement to each nets that we use to catch other fish. If there are crabs that lay eggs and we also want to catch, we cannot take them and catch them. They must be released so that population development can be sustainable. Mangrove conservation is needed to maintain the sustainability of marine ecosystems. In addition, the existence of mangrove forests can prevent disasters from occurring when there is a tidal wave of seawater. According to Saliva, preserving the nature of the mangrove forest means preserving life.
Bukan hanya bicara tentang tsunami,
we are not just talking about the tsunami, we are also talking about abrasion on the coast. We have seen the reduction in coastline due to abrasion on the northern coast of Java, the loss of mangrove
seas,
loss of livelihoods, the loss of living land because the land has to retreat. Because
jadi,
the seawater is eroded like that.
Ekosistem,
so strengthening with ecosystem services such as mangroves or disaster risk reduction can help. For example, in the Thousand Islands, Jakarta, while maintaining the mangrove communities or small islands still having good living land and also having benefits for tourism activities. As I mentioned earlier, abrasion can be overcome but economy continues. Thus, who is responsible for disaster conservation reduction?
Ini menarik sekali ya kalau kita bicara
this
tentang tanggung jawab. Sebenarnya idealnya
yes.
Ada tanggung jawab bersama. Dan tanggung jawab bersama itu mulai dari tingkat lokal sampai tingkat nasional bahkan global. Dan itu yang
responsibility
untuk kesuksesan adalah adanya
sinergi atau inline
ya. Jadi
tidak
saling berkembalikan
atau tidak saling menghalangi. Or in line. So there are not mutually exclusive or not interfering with each other. Ideally, what is the desire or potential that exists in the community is also in line with the provincial level policies. At the national level, it must be in line. Don't let the community feel that these are strong benefits for them, but then suddenly there are policies that do not help strengthen their awareness. On the contrary, for example, the government has a policy to conserve, but the community also has reasons, for example, to use the area for the economy. So it must be in line.
Harus inline.
As an implementalist as well as the chairman of the joint business group Segara Guna Gogor Carik Murah Rai Bali, what is the hope of Wayan Kona Antara?
Untuk
for the community, both upstream and downstream, let's work together on how to function waste and how we do not throw garbage carelessly, which will eventually end up in this mangrove forest. So that's what we hope. Let's take care of garbage together, each of us, so that the environment can be well maintained.
Rupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roll-on Roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Here's the news. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy held a discussion with Agatha Indonesia to address challenges in the country's gaming industry. The meeting focused on strengthening local game development, increasing global competitiveness, and fostering industry growth. Both parties aim to create policies and collaboration that support Indonesia's gaming ecosystem. The next news. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto met with OECD Secretary General to discuss Indonesia's progress in its ascension process. The meeting highlighted Indonesia's economic reforms and commitment to aligning with OECD standards. Both parties emphasized the importance of cooperation in supporting Indonesia's integration into the global economy. And that was the news.
Tinggalkan saja semua persoalan waktu kita sejenak untuk membebaskan pikiran dan biarkan terbang tinggi sampai melayang jauh menembus awan. Sementara tinggalkan semua aturan yang kadang terlalu mengikat dan tak beralasan man. Memang benar niman, kita perlu cooling down dan melonggarkan pakaian. Anak kecil yang berlari bertanjang bebas, keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas, tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas. Yang penting semua senang kawan sejak kehadiran. Bumi terkekeh riang, gadaku berdentang. Dididom, degedegan daga digiduk, dididom. Pandang berpegangan tangan erat dan biarkan tubuh tersiram hujan yang lebat dan pekat di bawah naungan awanan gelap. Terkadang menyilaukan dikala kilat lewat. Apakah kita akan selalu bersama-sama kawan? Apakah kita akan selalu berjalan beriringan? Masih di dalam lebatnya hujan kita berjalan bersamamu. Kita akan sebarkan senyuman. Kecil yang berlari bertanjang bebas, keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas, tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas. Yang penting semua senang kawan sejak kehadiran. Bumi terkekeh riang, gadaku berdentang. Dididom, degedegan daga digiduk, dididom.
Bebas, lepaskan saja semua beban di hatiku.